This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that isn't dumb enough to try to use the phone in a castle. In this two-for-one Meet Your Affiliates episode, we interview Laura and Sasha from the Coffee and Tea Show and the Rocky Horror Pod Show. Please forgive any strange comments as this was recorded at 3 a.m.
This is Amber, and it's about, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Roundabout.
We're here at the Waffle House in Avondale Estates with
Sasha
and
Laura
from two of our affiliate podcasts, actually. Do you want to just talk about which podcast you're from to start off with?
I am only from Coffee and Tea Show. I would have been on Rocky Pod, but I'm getting really sick of Rocky Horror. I've been doing it for far too many years, and I've quit now.
And we went to Rocky Horror earlier tonight. Rusty was a virgin, but is no longer.
I lost my Rocky Horror cherry.
Yeah, it was an emotional experience. It was awesome.
Bittersweet, definitely.
You can never go back.
Yeah. Can't undo that.
And I'm also on Coffee and Tea Show with Sasha, and also my husband Dwight, he's on there sometimes. And my youngest daughter, Maya, is on there as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that one, too.
Yes, she's a...
I don't even think about it, because I'm a monkey and an old lady on the muffin bread. Blueberry and muffin bread.
Wait, yes. There's another podcast?
Yes, actually.
This one is not an affiliate at the moment, but we can correct
it's
that.
It's not real... It's more like I just stick it on Coffee and Tea Show, because I'm not real sure what to do with it.
Okay.
I've never really set it up as its own feed.
I think I saw that once, actually.
Yeah. I have an 11-year-old daughter who does podcasting as well.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what it must be like to be young nowadays. I mean, I know that sounds really stupid, but I was thinking today, well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I was...
Yeah, growing up with such easy technology.
Like, with all of
the,
I mean,
like, they never had to go to the card catalog in a library.
Exactly. Huh.
Yeah, yes. You can just Google it.
It was horrible.
Would I have been podcasting at 11?
You probably would have, because weren't you the sort of kid who walked around with a recorder saying, "Hi,
I totally did
to, though. I couldn't afford a recorder, but I always wanted to have one and be like, note to self. But anyway. So.
I also do, I also do Rocky Horror Pod Show with my friend Sean.
Yes.
That's the third podcast that's represented here. Want to make sure that gets in.
So which one do you want to talk about first? Coffee and Tea Show, because that was the first one.
Yeah, that one was started back in June. That was the first podcast.
We originally tried to start it as like something with a format.
Yeah.
But then we realized after a while, no, it's not going to work. Let's just freestyle.
Yeah, so, it really hasn't affected our listenership, whatever we've done.
No, but I like it better this way, because we're not struggling to come up with topics so much. Like, one day we can just say, hey, let's read a script. Hey,
right.
Let's write each other's lines and then pass it back and forth.
What was the format originally supposed to be that you thought of?
We had, we'd come up with a topic and we would discuss it, like what our childhood crushes were.
We were trying to do it as sort of a, what you would overhear at a, you know, like a diner or something.
Right.
Like this place.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
When you're sitting there and you overhear someone's conversation and you're just sitting there listening because their conversation for some reason is interesting. I mean, it has nothing to do with you or anything. Maybe sometimes you feel the need to jump in, but you don't,
because you don't know them. Yes.
I was listening to Don and Drew. That was the first podcast I listened to, and I was thinking, you know, I could do that, and I never even really thought about it.
Yeah.
I was going, I never wanted to talk on the internet or anything, but I could do that. They're pretty funny. I'm pretty funny.
The rest is history.
Yeah. And also I was friends with Richard Bluestein, who does Madge Weinstein on Yeast Radio. he and I have been friends on LiveJournal for a long time, and I thought, well, if he can do that, I can do that. Because he was always really funny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess Dawn and Drew and Madge Weinstein were my biggest influences.
Well, before we move on to talking about Rocky Horror Pod Show, Sasha, I really want to know, what is with this bacon obsession of yours?
It's bacon. It's crispy pig meat.
I mean, it's just that you've mentioned bacon so many times tonight in so many situations where I never thought bacon would come up.
It happened. Bacon happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I have probably like 5 or 6 LiveJournal icons that are bacon related. Some of them are Kevin Bacon. Some of them are actual bacon.
Oh, so it's not limited to the food. It's more of
no.
A word.
It's more of referencing the food.
I see.
Like, have you seen the press button receive bacon that someone drew on one of those air hand dryers in a bathroom?
No, I have not.
It's got a little diagram, and it's like someone pressing a button and then wavy lines coming out, red wavy lines.
Ah.
So someone wrote, receive bacon, press button, receive bacon. And so then someone else doctored the picture, so it was press button, receive bacon with Kevin Bacon in it. So.
Is that where your bacon obsession started?
I think it might have been.
You don't have any prior bacon memories.
Actually, it probably started with me and my friend Katie. We just come up with weird stuff. We just get weird obsessions, like Steve Buscemi and bacon and just random stuff.
So really, there's something for everyone on the internet.
I think it's really it's. Deep down. It must have been like my dad threw bacon at me when I was a kid or something. I don't know. Alright, really pinpointed.
On that note.
I think we've covered bacon.
Yes, it's a fascinating topic, but.
And bacon has covered you.
Uh-huh.
Soviet Russia bacon
yeah.
Covers
touché.
You.
You did mention a bacon scarf earlier.
I made a bacon scarf. I am going to buy a bacon wallet. And they have, they have bacon band-aids, which I think are the funniest thing in the world, because the first time I saw it, it was on a little kid's forehead, and I was like, my God, there's a slice of bacon on that kid.
This podcast will be tagged
Brilliant.
Bacon.
There will be a bacon tag.
Yes.
And I believe this will be the first podcast
yeah, I don't think
with
we've,
a bacon tag.
I don't think we've used bacon before.
I'm making history. Look at that.
That's right.
Making bacon.
Yeah, history.
It had to be said.
Yes.
So,
like the old poster.
So anyway, Rocky Horror Pod Show.
Indeed.
What about that one?
Well, you know, after I'd been doing Coffee and Tea Show for a while, I was thinking, I wonder if there's, you know, there were so many podcasts about, like, Harry Potter, and there was some about Firefly. And,
oh, there is a ton about Firefly. But
there's no shortage of Firefly
yeah.
podcasts.
Yes. In fact, I am in talk with Les from the signal right now for something that we're going to do.
Uh-oh.
But
it's a secret.
It's a secret, though. But
super duper secret.
Shh, don't tell me.
Double quitsies.
Yeah, but you know, I'd heard so many fan based podcasts, and I said, well, God, there's got to be one for Rocky Horror, because I do Rocky Horror, and there's got to be one for Rocky Horror. And I looked around and I said, there isn't one. And so I talked to my cast leader, Laurie. Yeah, I talked to my cast leader, Laurie. I said, look, there's not a Rocky Horror podcast. And she says, yeah, there is. There's one called Rocky Radio. It's a podcast. And I said, I'm not finding it. She goes, it's on the internet. It's a podcast. And I said, I'm not finding it. And I looked it up.
Did you check the internet?
It wasn't on there. I looked under the internet.
You looked in all the tubes?
I looked
all
in
the
all
tubes.
The tubes. And they
did,
went
you look, did you check all the internets?
I checked all of them. I used the Google. I couldn't find it. And so I said, well.
How many references can we throw in?
So
much, much more.
So I said, well, Laurie, why don't we start a Rocky Horror podcast? And she goes, I don't want to. I said, okay, well, never mind. And then Sean, another friend of mine who was at work, who was also on my Rocky cast, he goes, hey, why don't we start a Rocky Horror podcast? And I said, okay. And this was in August after I've been doing Coffee and Tea Show for a couple of months. And I said, well, you know, I've already got the equipment. I now know how to do this. So we did it. So it's been really fun. And that show has taken off like crazy. It's really gotten the hits.
Yeah, that's why she's sort of given up on Coffee and Tea Show, because she's like, well, I already know that the other one's going to do better. So.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to pick a favorite child, but admit it, if you had to, would you pick Rocky Horror Pod Show as your favorite?
I don't know, because actually both shows are so similar. Okay. It really is. It's just one of them.
We're all just talking.
Good way to avoid the question.
They really are.
How do you talk? What do you talk about on Rocky Horror Pod Show?
Well, on Rocky Horror, we do. We have a discussion about cast issues, usually, or about something. Sometimes we have people come in and talk about Rocky and what it means to them and stuff, or this or that. We just talk about it. We if there's been some news in the Rocky sphere, we talk about that.
I doubt if that happens all that often.
If there isn't, we make it up. And then we have a fantasy cast. We do a fantasy cast each week. Like our last show, we did Care Bears. We used different Care Bears to play the different parts of Rocky Horror. We've done things like Star Trek characters, Star Wars characters, of course. We've done Brady Bunch.
I personally think that William Shatner would be perfect for every single role at the same time.
The best one we did
was
Samuel L. Jackson. Every part was played by Samuel L. Jackson, except in a different movie.
You enunciate his name very
Samuel
well.
Samuel L.
Samuel L. Samuel. Yeah. Well, I need more coffee. But anyway, and then we also do a cult movie. We review a cult movie like you all do, except we probably don't do it very well.
But stop.
We just.
Oh, shucks.
Oh,
we just.
Shucks.
We just. We really kind of make a. We try to do it a movie we've seen, although the last time we didn't actually see the movie, we just made it up.
And it was probably just as well.
It was the Road to El Dorado book. I love just going through that and just reading quotes. Do you remember the time that the guy said this?
Yeah, when we were reviewing it, we said that Posh Spice was in it, and so I made a little piece of artwork, and I had Riff Raff and Frank and Posh Spice on this horse's back on the DVD cover.
I saw that. That was.
And someone said,
"I was wondering about
why
that.
Is Posh Spice on there with Riff Raff and Frank?" And I said, "Because she's telling them what she wants, what she really, really wants."
I didn't bother to ask about that.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
So let's talk just for a minute about Rocky Horror, because you do Rocky Horror. You're in a cast.
Yes.
Which cast are you in?
I'm in Lambda Sci-Fi.
Why is it named that?
Well, Lambda is the, you know, that's the international symbol for gay, I guess. And Sci-Fi is
obviously the gay symbol.
It sounds like we're in a fraternity or a sorority, but it's Sci-Fi, you know, are the two Greek symbols. I don't know what they are.
No, I just wondered because I didn't know if there was like some really secret cult Rocky Horror meaning that it had.
Okay. They just like the sound of it.
No, but I really think we should turn it into some sort of secret society where we all have hoods.
A handshake and everything.
Hoods are mandatory for secret societies.
This one would have fishnets too, I guess.
Except this would be so secret we'd wear it on our hip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Clever.
So
be so stealthy.
Sneaky.
Have you been involved with this cast, and what roles do you usually play, and all that good stuff?
I have been on that cast. I was also on a cast called N9, but it's kind of defunct as a Rocky cast, although the people are still around.
They were why I wanted to join. I joined LPP because they didn't have, like, a voting in.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Well, LPP is more of a parody cast than the cast you saw tonight. Tonight's cast is more what they call screen accurate.
They try and directly recreate the movie in front of you instead of adding any gags in.
They would probably not have someone like me on their cast because I don't look like any of the cards. I would look like Eddie more than anything, but I'm a female.
All their costumes, too, were like really
They were spot on.
I have to say, I've played for LDOD once. Their Rocky didn't show up, and it was a choice between me, who had been on a Rocky Horror cast for years, or a virgin guy that had never seen the movie before. And they were like, well, she's a girl, but And I was like, what are you, idiots? Just choose me. And they were like, all right. And they made me wear blue eyeliner. Did you notice Rocky wearing blue eyeliner when you were watching the movie? No, neither did anyone else except for everyone on the cast. They made me put on blue eyeliner only on the underside of my eyes because apparently that's what he wears in the movie. I had to wear the wig. They gave me a little shiny top. We were running around. I got the Janet in trouble because we switched wigs during the exposure scene, and the cast guy was kind of mad at us for that, but I didn't care. And I was just jumping around like, yee, this is fun.
But I usually play Riff Raff myself.
Nice.
See, my favorite is Frank.
Well, that's going to be everybody's favorite, I would think.
Well,
she's an excellent Frank.
It's fun because you get to be on stage the entire time. It's not like you have to worry about cues because, oh, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm on stage. Oh, what about now? I'm still on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I go off for a second, but I go right back on.
I like Riff Raff because you don't change clothes very much, and you have a long bathroom break.
That's awesome. Always good.
Plus, you can get into that sort of mentality of like, I'm going to get even with the bad boss. I hate that bad boss.
He's the man.
He's so mean. He's so mean. But then when you get to play Frank, oh, I am the bad boss.
Oh, I'm totally innocent. Oh,
I'm the totally bad boss.
I was just misjudging.
Riff Raff was always kind of my favorite, I have to admit. Yeah.
I have a little bit more fun playing Frank, but... Oh, that not changing clothes is really...
I just love playing Frank because I get to, like, just go completely into character of that, which is so different from my regular character, so... And people are always like, whoa.
I thought it was interesting that after the show tonight, when, Laura, you were talking to some of the cast for your podcast, a lot of them were, like, really shy and didn't want to talk at all, and it's like, maybe are really shy people drawn to doing... Rocky as a way to, like, I don't know,
outlet
or something.
I think so. My daughter Haley used to be a Janet. She was like a hardcore Janet, you know, and stuff. And she was like the most shy child.
Yeah,
she's totally shy. She will not. She would never do a podcast. She's totally shy. She's my older one. She's at the University of Georgia.
I'm amazed we can get her to be a backup singer on Muffin Bread.
That quote makes me laugh. Even.
Yeah, it makes
me laugh.
I know
what Muffin Bread is, but it just makes me laugh for some reason.
Yay, out of context.
Also, it's 3:30 in the morning. So.
My two daughters are totally different from each other. Yeah. The younger one is like, rah! And the older one's like,
Well, on that note, with the sound effects that represent each of your children, any final thoughts from each of you?
Make sure you go to PodCamp Atlanta if you want to do this. If I can do it, you can do this. So go to PodCamp Atlanta and learn how to do it.
Yes. And I just have to say, you should probably realize that bacon is one of the ultimate funny things. All right, it's inherently funny.
And where are the websites?
Okay. Coffee and Tea Show is coffeeandteashow.com. Rocky Horror Pod Show is rockyhorrorpodshow.libsyn.com. And Libsyn is, if you're wanting to start a podcast and you are worried about bandwidth, that's a very good...
Or you could host it on Georgia Podcast Network if you're in Georgia.
Yes, you can. I would have done that if I had heard of you all before I started my podcast.
Yes.
Libsyn if you're not in Georgia.
Yes.
But, all right. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Hey kids, it's Russ today with the Puck Theater. I just wanted to again thank you for the invitation to the podcast party a couple weeks ago. The Titanic podcast that you guys did was received very, very well by everybody at Premiere and Titanic and people with the Puck and everybody else we deal with the Titanic. Just really impressed. I just want to give you a big old thank you. I just finished listening to the podcast you did on the female condom, and I've never laughed harder. Hope you guys are doing great. Thanks again for all your help, and hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Interested in podcasting? Want to mingle with other podcasters or learn how to get started yourself? Then mark your calendar for PodCamp Atlanta happening March 16th through 18th at Emory University. For more information and to add yourself to the registration list, visit podcampatlanta.com. And by the way, it's free. The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.